It's not Maya.
Okay, everything looks good back here.
Okay. So the few of you, and let's see, myself and Marika, who's not here, and occasionally Melissa, will all be doing checking of the transcriptions. So this is the second pass these transcriptions are receiving, and that's pretty straightforward. I think you'll basically have an idea of what's involved. But the extra step that we're asking you to do in this case is to look at the silent regions and listen to them for each channel and make sure that no back channels were lost, for example. Yeah, back channels is what you typically would find, although by and large these are going to be silent. So you can start checking by, well, you can order it in any way you like, but start with the first channel and go through it entirely. I would recommend, I've found that it's easier when you're checking and you're trying to make sure the boundaries are right for a speech segment. I would recommend, like, say this one, go down here to the transcription tier and select that it so that when you play, you're certain that when it stops, you've caught the whole speech signal for that utterance and haven't lost any signal information. Otherwise, it's liable to keep on running and you might not notice where it finishes. So it takes a little time, but alternatively, you could just listen to the speech segments again and make sure everything's correct for those. And so you could just hit.
Well, hi everyone again.
And then.
Like before, we.
Like that. And then go back and check the silent regions. If you want to make your job a little more interesting, you can do it in different ways on a different day. It doesn't matter. As long as it gets done. So,
sorry, you're checking what's actually been transcribed already, as well as the silence.
yeah, you're doing so. That's the role of the checker, is to check what's said in the silent regions, in the speech regions, and then make sure nothing was lost in the silent regions. You're also responsible for resolving any uncertainties that were marked by the original transcriber. And of course, there are going to be many situations where you, like the first transcriber, can't make any sense of it. And in that case, it will be up to you to use the at symbol. And that can be used to represent one unintelligible word or multiple intelligible words, but just use one at symbol. Yeah, exactly. And so that. Once you go through all the speech regions and all the non-speech regions, and that you could make another step of doing a search using going under the edit menu, you can do a search for, yeah, find your place for open parentheses, and that'll take you to any that the first transcriber might have marked out. So there's one, and then you can just resolve those all one by one as a different set of changes altogether. And likewise for the double question marks. Just once you've gone through and resolved all the open parentheses, you can do the same for double question marks. And like I said, if you can't make any sense of it, then just use the at symbol. If you can, just give it your best guess in these cases.
How much would you want? I had a few times where I thought, well, it could be this. But if you're not entirely sure that it could be, because it could be a combination of something else, like put the guess down or leave it as ambiguous in some way.
Yeah, it's I would, if you're quite certain, then I would go ahead and type what you think it was said. If you think that there's
There's a chance
maybe
that you.
30% chance you're wrong or more.
It's usually a context problem because
yeah.
Sometimes if it's non-intelligible, you either tend to, because you really want it to fit the context, you tend to take the closest actual word that would fit the context, or if it, sometimes it sounds very clear as a word itself, but then wouldn't make sense at all, and then you question, you know, second guess whether it's really what you heard.
Right. So maybe a good idea would be to listen to each channel one by one. Listen to the silent and non-silent regions and make all those corrections. Leave the unknowns, the ambiguities, the uncertainties until later. So go through all the channels and do that, and then you should have the context from all four speakers, and then go back and do those searches one by one for each channel. How would that be? Sound good?
Okay.
You'll know all too well what was said in this meeting by the time.
Like the third time,
you're
saying F5.
Yeah. I think that would be really helpful. That would help us, nab a good number of those uncertainties.
So if there's a chance that it's equally likely that they could have said something, or they could have said something like ice cream. They just choose one and leave it.
Choose one. Think of it from a speech recognition point of view. Again, and always, this should motivate you. Yeah. What is most robust for speech recognition, and leave out.
We just started a speech recognition
assignment. So you're well geared towards this task. So I've gone through.
Oh,
no, go ahead, go ahead.
I did my master's. I took SP1 and SP2 with Simon K.
You survived SP1 and SP2.
Actually, I didn't perform in SP1. I've done a bit worse in SP2 because it was a lot more challenging.
We have too many pictures for SP2.
Okay.
Too many.
I'll ask you later on, if you see any notes.
Okay.
Okay. So this is one I've gone through. I've just done one channel, and there were lots and lots of things, as you can see, because I've got square brackets around all the things that need to be changed. So this person didn't know about capitalization. So just about every utterance needs to be capitalized and needs punctuation.
You know when you get like someone's talking and there's sort of pause in the middle of a sentence that's long enough for it to put a break in.
Yeah.
But they're actually sort of carrying on the sentence. Do you have to capitalize each time you transcribe a bit?
No. Whatever makes sense to you.
Okay.
but no, it can
yeah.
continue into the next
yeah.
segment, and
so
that's perfectly fine.
That's actually the only case where you don't, or when you're not supposed to capitalize, right?
Yeah.
So if it's quite clear that the sentence is being carried on, the sentence from the previous segment is being carried on, and that's when you don't capitalize.
And you only use the hyphen, I think, when the sentence is definitely not continuing
yeah.
anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know
if I'll review some of these things after I go through this a bit, just to recap. These are things that after checking everybody's work, these are things that were commonly left out or mistranscribed, whatever. So I'll go over those as an opportunity to use the whiteboard. okay, so this person left out a lot of end punctuation, and here's a case where I think she was transcribing an out-breath. Or possibly in breath, and use the hash mark. In any case, I didn't hear anything, and you shouldn't be transcribing in breaths or out breaths.
Okay.
That's information we don't need.
Like before, I have to reuse the meetings from the minutes from the last meeting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, this is the headset. Mike, and I heard something there. It was creaky. So
it's really connected to the word.
Yeah.
And you sometimes don't know really whether it's mic noise or that person's making it.
Yeah, well, I didn't think it was a
Let's see,
wait.
Here we go. Oh. Hello. Like before, I have to review the meetings from Limit.
Yes, there's actually quite a bit more in there than I heard before. This is so I heard a creaky voice, and it was audible of the level of the rest of the speech, so I would keep that. I think that's good. Oh, okay. I was adding that. That's what I was doing. That makes sense. Okay, there you go. So there's things like that. There's a missing false start here that didn't get caught.
Meetings from the minutes from the last meeting.
So I added that in. So that's something that's quite common in the transcriptions I've looked at. Missed false starts, missed.
And how exact you have to be there, because some people tend to stutter more than others, and then they would have a false start 4 or 5 times in a row. And how important is it to listen to it really until you've got the exact number of the things right?
Try to get it right. I mean, I think syllables should be accounted
Because
for.
sometimes they go like that, and then you're not
Yeah,
sure
well,
what
don't let it
exact
drive you crazy,
number.
because there is one speaker Melissa just played for me today, and he stutters horribly. I mean, it's unfortunate for him and for us, because it's really going to be a nightmare to transcribe, so you will have to draw the line somewhere. But if it's, say, four repeated, if the word is repeated 4 times, then that's not too hard to count. I haven't come across something that's been. I haven't come across anything exceeding 4, I don't think. Have you?
Well, it's not that the word is, if the word were, the whole word were being used four times, that wouldn't have been that difficult. But sometimes it's just a false start, which is really just maybe one or one and a half phones, and then repeat it, and then you don't really know whether one is a long duration of one or whether it's actually two. And then you only have kind of cases. I think it was the worst time with D, and the person was going
Yeah.
da-da-da-da.
Make your best guess. Try to listen to it carefully enough, but not so that you're obsessing over it for too long, I would say.
And sometimes if it is, if it is, are you anticipating it, the, or are you trying to say the, and you're just saying
Right. Well, there again, think about robustness in speech estimation, and it really doesn't matter. If it's a word fragment, who cares? You're marking it as a fragment, and that's what's important.
Speaking about robustness, if somebody has an accent that you can only really understand what they're saying due to world knowledge, that what they say, it doesn't really actually sound at all, what it is, then do you transcribe more phonetically, or do you put a star after every single one word, or?
Be using the star so liberally
Yeah, that's what
for
I
a
thought, that you're
non-native
not supposed to
speaker.
do it, but there's one I'm transcribing right now, a whole batch of dialogues where all four participants are non-native, and then especially one there that I think he's Eastern European, and I think that's the only reason I can understand what he's saying at all, because I'm Eastern European, and but if you would just play it, I think, to a recognizer, then what he says, the way he realizes words sounds nothing at all like it should be.
Well, right. I mean, and for that matter, a lot of native English speakers' realizations aren't going to be so true to.
I'm trying to take consistency. If they always stress the wrong part of the word, then I think, okay, I'll let that in. But if it comes out in one word, it's.
No, it's less of a stress. It's really like there's I don't know, just the phonemes sounding differently.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't bother to mark all of those instances,
Well,
though.
you can't really because
No, I mean, yeah, you're going to find that for any speaker. You have a set way of realizing these things. And it's just like Fiona was saying, that the word that stands out is something really aberrant. Like, I'm thinking of, I've used this example before, there's the guy who says, project instead of product. And it's something like project. And it's probably just his has pronunciation
Oh, I think I've
of
heard
duh.
of that project. I don't
Yeah, well,
vocation
they were
project.
clearly talking about a product, so I marked that as a mispronunciation or something to flag anyway.
And one guy who was saying evolution each time he meant
Oh,
evolution,
evaluation.
and
Yeah,
then
I
dialogue.
remember that. That one I would flag just like you did. That's something definitely to mark
Yeah, but
out.
that's really something I would always describe it, you know, for lack of better knowledge or lack of context. And then at the end of the dialogue, it dawned on me that he actually meant evaluation.
Yeah.
And then I went back and replaced and
That's
pasted in the whole transcription.
good. That's good.
At the moment, we have a lecturer that can. I can never quite tell if he's saying problem or program. 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 You know? And I can't keep saying it when I'm listening to him. I can't tell.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you about certain speakers.
Yeah, basically,
It's just
I think
something we
just
have
do
to
your
deal with.
best and hope for the
Both
best.
of them.
Yeah.
I'm
Yeah.
getting involved with this.
Okay, so. Oops, my phone.
That'll give some counseling about it.
Yeah.
Well, we have both
Wait.
iPads on the file transcripts, so.
Oops. I won't be transcribing this. What do I care?
Yeah, let's have Mark transcribing.
Okay, so there've been lots of missed fill pauses. Everybody seems to miss those, some more than others. So just really keep an ear out for those.
You have to because you're so used to tuning them out in a good way. When I go back over, I normally like go back to the beginning and do a quick pass through the main sections again and think, oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure I missed them plenty myself. But this second pass, we should really try to catch
Sorry, I'm
all
just
of them, or
seeing
at
this
least
with
most
the
of them.
TV, there is
Yeah.
T underscore V underscore. I thought we're just supposed to use the underscore between
No,
letters.
no.
No?
After.
That's what I thought the first day
Okay,
as
sorry,
well.
then I've done it wrong so far.
Okay. Yeah, it should be after
Okay.
every acronym
You
letter.
know, you standardized all the fill pauses that are, and do we need to go through and change ones that people did differently? Like if like wherever in ER, change it all to UH, that sort of thing.
Yeah. So at this point, the only file that's been checked is Melissa, one that Melissa did, and that was checked by me. So we're starting fresh with these, and changes like that that were just announced, we'll be able to catch for these first passes. So yeah, if you do see something like UHM for you would change that to the regularized version. And we just, this is arbitrary, but we had to choose something and not let it get too convoluted with choice.
So
Here's.
if the pause just where you've got it highlighted at the moment, that will the hyphen.
There.
So I have to redo the meetings from the minutes from the last meeting. Was that a like real definite I'm starting a new sentence here? Because I sometimes, if it sounds like you can carry on saying the whole sentence, I sometimes don't have a hyphen there. But is
I.
it any
But it is a backtrack.
hesitation?
Yeah. So
Okay.
it's not necessarily restarting a sentence,
Yeah.
but just a
Yeah,
restart
I
of
think
any
of it
type,
in terms of, you
a
know, not
phrase.
even maybe to, well, it's like if you think of it in terms of a syntactic tree,
Yeah.
it doesn't have to go back all the way to the S note, but it's just,
Yeah.
it might go back to the last
Just
note or
one to the next
something
door for me.
Yeah. Thank you for that description, Beata.
Speaking of what that was, if somebody that didn't know about linguistics are trying to transcribe S
Well, it's
note.
just my way of knowing, sorry, because linguistics is all I've
Yeah.
ever known.
Yeah.
Here's a so that answers your question about
Sorry?
that answers your
Yes,
question
yeah.
about this one up here. Okay. Here's where I heard another d sound, another false start, or a stutter, I would say.
On this remote,
Let's
and used to send messages, of course, to the TV. It should have nine channel
I'm
buttons,
not
connect button,
seeing where
volume
this is.
buttons,
Oh, three
subtitle
lines in.
buttons,
Okay.
switch to
Okay,
control
okay.
features, color, contrast, sharpness, etc.
Okay.
Whatever managed, obviously. Trading in your favorite personal features you would like see to be integrated in
So
this.
that kind of thing. And there was a vowel in there, but you notice that she just used the D, and that's fine.
What's
The letter D.
What's the C? Is that
She would like C. She
definitely
integrated in this. In this new remote.
Oh, sorry, I didn't go that far enough.
Well, but you said that. When you put in that etc., is that how we're supposed to be writing it?
Yes.
Okay.
What is that? Yes,
yeah.
So she spelled it wrong. Up here.
Oh, etc.
Yeah, so I mentioned that because of spelling. And yes, any.
Is it one word or is it two words?
It's one word.
Okay.
So I just said spelling. It's an admonishment. Sorry?
But isn't it in Latin like et cetera? Like et al? Or?
Like ATs.
No, no, no. Like, you know, when you have a citation and you say et al,
mm-hmm.
means and others, et al is the full word, and et cetera means and following. So.
In the dictionary,
yeah,
it's one word.
Oh, and
yeah. If you have any questions about spellings, I think I might have sent an email to this effect. Just check the Oxford English Dictionary
mm-hmm.
online, that will be our guide. So as far as I know, this is just missing an E, cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you can. We've considered experimenting with running this through a spell check. We
mm-hmm.
could take this as an Emacs file and run a spell check on it,
mm-hmm.
but I think it would slow things down too much.
Yeah.
So just hopefully in going through this very carefully, you're going to notice these misspellings.
Yeah, I think if somebody could write, I don't know how difficult it would be in practice to write a script that would ignore all the word fragments, anything with a hyphen, then a spell
mm-hmm.
check might make sense. But to just use simple Emacs, it will basically mark all the word fragments for you. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I know from experience, at some point you also get negligent. You just click OK, OK, OK. You know, that's not
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And you might miss a real error.
Right.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think you're right. So we will just hope that you catch it. that's what we'll do.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, so. Sorry. So I think she didn't catch
she
the full form.
Rather than saying she'd like to see.
Right,
something.
Right. Yeah. I think she meant to use the infinitive, but she just left off
but
the two.
But C is
a whole
full
word.
Shouldn't there be a space between C and
A space between? She would like C. She would like C.
Actually, no, the C and the hyphen should not be.
Yes, 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 you're right. yeah. Exactly. that was what you were remarking about. Okay. There we go. I'm going to save that. Okay. What else? Be careful about finding mistranscriptions. So.
The word
other shaped buttons. She presented also an oversized remote, which she guarantees nobody will ever be able to lose.
So she transcribed that as wood. And
mm-hmm.
so.
But sometimes it's really difficult. Sometimes you really don't know where they're saying
Well, I think it's quite clear
yeah,
then.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there are going to be.
But if it's not clear, do you just pick the more grammatical alternative, or?
No, you try to keep it as
yeah.
true to
but
what's being
but
said.
But if it's really absolutely not clear,
then use.
When they say "what" instead, you know, some people, when they just swallow up the last bit.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you just better to
try? I'd have
more?
To hear it because
yeah.
it sounds like it could be a fragment.
Yeah.
I just have to hear it. You don't want to be prescriptive and type
yeah.
what you think they should have said,
yeah.
but I do know the type of scenario you're describing. It's just hard to
mm-hmm.
answer that without hearing something. Yeah, they should all. I stopped marking because there are just too many. But let's see. Oh yeah, you're right. Right, that's right. Okay. There's a yes in there. And
what's that?
But in a very personal.
So another missed false start.
Favorite, really, she would very much like to see.
There was creakiness on the she, but you don't need to mark that as a separate sound.
Sometimes I've made butts after la like words after laughter, I've made them capitalized because I've not been sure if the say if the laughter thing cutting everything off.
If it sounds like the laughter is just interrupting an utterance that continues after the laughter, I wouldn't worry
Okay,
about
so what
capitalizing.
about if a whole utterance is uttered while laughing? Do you put the laughter in front or when that happens, what I do is I put laughter in front and the whole sentence with laughter in, at the end as well.
If you
So
hear just laughter on either side, yeah, do
no,
that.
it's laughter throughout.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to. I'll
There's some people laughing themselves silly at absolutely nothing.
Okay, so laughter during speech. I'll talk to Melissa and
Because in the
Jean.
ICSI dialogues, they always say, while laughing, and we don't do that. So they say either, so there it's really not ambiguous whether it's just laugh followed by a normally spoken utterance or whether it's an utterance spoken while laughing. There is a distinction there, and we don't have it.
No, we don't have any qual tags like they use, but I'll figure that one out and put it up on the wiki or email you. Good question. I've come across that as well. Let's see.
Use speech recognizer integrated in this remote. Industrial designer.
Yeah, I don't know what that noise was indicating. We can skip on. There are other types of things I want to point out. Let's see.
And how it works, you press the button, the chip is Morse code relays the generator amplification. And the circuit board is very inexpensive to build, and so she thinks this is a great feature to consider.
Circuit. Forget
Did
she
you?
was a person that calls circuit.
Did she say circuit? I didn't really hear that.
I'm not sure
So
if
would
she
you have been tempted to
just
put an asterisk after that?
if it's her, I just
Circuit
caught the end of
board.
it.
The circuit board.
No, not for that one. So I
Yeah.
had one person who said circuit.
Oh,
But
okay.
then I wouldn't put an asterisk on it. I thought asterisk is something where it's pronounced as a totally different word, like evaluation and
No,
evolution,
not
no?
necessarily. No, it's just something that the speech recognizer is liable to trip up on, I
Yeah,
think.
because this is a very frequent mistake that non-native speakers make, to say circuit
That may be, but I probably would flag it. I depending on how different the vowel sound was. It's going to be your call in a lot of these
Something
cases.
like this. I took that one because it was, well, the language teacher wouldn't like allow that to like move on to the next stage, and that wouldn't they wouldn't let that pass. Sort of.
Okay,
Or I
here.
wouldn't be somebody that I'd point out to them.
Here's a case of where I found it, found a case of discontinuity.
She would like this whole thing should be push buttons.
But, because she's a non-native English speaker, I don't know. Maybe that was grammatically unmarked for her, if you know what I mean. Maybe that wasn't her restarting. Maybe that was.
Because otherwise you could end up putting a hyphen after every hesitation or laughter that you have.
So again, I don't know. That was my reflex at the time to put that there, but
It's a prosodic marker rather than an actual full hesitation.
yeah.
As in that whole, like, back channel.
What's the
Simple chip. She would like this whole thing should be push buttons.
Oh, yes, sorry. There's a simple rest in the sentence.
Is push buttons two words?
Yeah. I would type it as two.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna skip ahead. Oh, let's see. There is a
should be battery operated, and of course we have a special.
So I hear she would quite clearly there, and I think a good number of them you'll be able to resolve.
Okay.
Just helps to have the context and be able
well,
to
it could
click
be she
in.
Would or should as well.
Well, okay. Yes, it could be a lot of things.
Marketing expert who has to finally come up with to market this product.
So there's another case where there wasn't a space between a non-word fragment and a restart. Okay, what else? There's an extra little symbol in here. And that was just kind of carelessness. So even if it's something as brief as we're going to go ahead and capitalize that. Marika asked me what to do in case of an utterance just consisting of laughter. Do we use punctuation in these cases? I don't know.
I haven't done it.
I don't
no,
think it's necessary. Yeah.
It's not realistic.
No.
I'm
just thinking of, you know, a utterance consisting entirely of laughter and then putting like punctuation and like, aha.
Someone's going to have fun transcribing that.
Sorry.
Yeah. If you start a conversation in the common room, like, laughter linguistic, then they could come up with a thing.
I'm trying to interpret my note here. Delete and collapse those families from the silence. Okay, I guess there just really wasn't enough to transcribe.
What I really love.
Yeah, because it was really just silence, and you're asking the person to just.
Yeah, so like I said, click down here just to, if you haven't learned that trick already, and that won't play any surrounding segments. So there's nothing there worth transcribing.
The random yes, like with having the hyphen before, because of, and if you scroll up a little way. Yeah, that second one from the top.
This
and
one.
I'm going to have to go back and find more places where I've had someone pausing and then saying, yeah, and then this, I've not had, I need to go back and find.
Oh, so you haven't
put
a hyphen there. I see, yeah. Okay.
Hyphens or commas?
Commas?
Yeah.
For
no,
that type of situation?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, there are a couple of times where they repeated a word, I've put a comma between them. Should that be no comma?
Commas are fine. And
yeah,
they're eventually they're going to be extracted.
Right.
Globally, so it doesn't matter
oh,
how
yeah.
you use the comma.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we can just wipe them out in one fell swoop. I am too. I like commas. And then Steve Reynolds, who's project manager, had a look at, I think it was my transcript. All these commas doing in here. But he didn't, ultimately, he said it wasn't a problem.
Okay.
They will, they'll help in the case of discourse marking, but. His point was that they're really subjective and something
yeah.
that you, the transcriber here.
Just to make sense of the sentence.
Yeah. I really like using commas.
I like somebody's PhD proposals yesterday. Well, if you could have a comma in here and there.
What is cutest spelling?
Oh, she spelled cutest with an I, so
oh, okay.
that's just something I pointed out. Okay, what else? So here's, let's see, now this was our.
At one step behind.
So she typed our, And I didn't quite hear that, but.
No, this was an evaluation criteria.
But
oh.
You can see how it could have been. I don't know.
If you were Cockney, then.
No, that was an evaluation criteria.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes you get like you're not sure if it's an A.
Right, and you can never know. But
yeah.
If it fits well enough as an indefinite article, then
yeah,
might as well.
So which did you just?
Oh, I was suggesting that it be instead of our.
No, this was an evaluation criteria.
But.
Evaluation.
Yeah, it's tricky. I think it's ambiguous. I don't know. What's this well? Oh, she's. I hear the well there,
yeah.
But this being a headset mic channel may make it easier to hear. She transcribed from the lapel mic.
I had one person with the dodgy headphone mic.
Oh.
Something like
oh.
Most of the time it's as if they've got the handover or something.
Oh god. And you transcribed that speaker entirely?
Yeah.
If that comes
yeah,
up again, we've got headset mic files now. In fact, they replaced all the lapel mic files on the MMM server with headset mic files,
mm-hmm.
which we weren't asking them to do, but anyway, they did it. And so now we don't have the lapel mic files. Apparently, the headset mic files are just a bit louder,
yeah.
So you'll probably find yourself turning the volume down considerably. But apparently, other than that, they're just as good.
Right.
But let us know, because we can retrieve the.
Yeah, with some people, it actually leads to some really screeching noises because they're so loud, or probably the mic is so close. And this one of the first dialogues I did, the guy called Ed, you could always see the waveform actually, being just hitting the boundaries on both ends, and just being at some points just black segments. And when he was talking, there was this whole when you speak too close to the microphone.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to go through any more of these because I think I've gotten through most of the types that I meant to point out.
How about names that somebody says the name of somebody and you think, who?
Right.
If you hear the right name.
Right. What are we going to do for that?
Oh, I had one guy, one of the project managers, was he had a really weird accent, and he was calling one guy Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed.
And it took me, you find out that it was actually Mr. S. No, but then it wasn't one word, that it wasn't like some proper name starting with M.
Mr.
I've been looking at some guidelines for another corpus, and I did see something about proper names, so I'll have a look at that and see how we can handle
but
that.
But don't you guys have this data?
What?
Know the people's names, like when you
Yeah, quite possibly, but since it's coming from it's coming from IDIOP in Switzerland, yeah, it should be easy enough to get, but it's one other step, emailing somebody to find out who knows this information.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's.
No, but it's information that we theoretically have.
Yeah, because everyone signs a consent form when they participate in the experiment. So we ought to be able to get that. But we should also have a means of dealing with proper names when we don't know what it is or how it might be spelled at all, and flagging that in some way. So I'll try to address both things.
Mm-hmm. What was Mr. again? I can't remember seeing how to.
Mr.
Oh, just type Mr. Fully. M-I-S-T-E-R. Yeah, and same with Mrs. M-I-S-S-U-S.
U-S?
I believe. Check the dictionary. That's. Yeah, you would never type the abbreviated spelling.
What if
for anything.
Somebody calls himself Ms.?
I'm sure there's a spelling in the OED, yeah.
So, what about foreign words? What do we do when we're checking if we come up with something?
Oh, right, so the transcribers enclosing everything in carrots.
Yeah.
And what you would do is.
It was French, so you can't.
That's a good question, because you will be leaving question marks there.
Okay. I mean, if it's in carrots, and then
right.
It's fine, does that matter?
it shouldn't, because things are going to be left, like the asterisk will be left for the subsequent processing. But carrots with question marks in between would have to be resolved in some way.
Or could we just change it to an at between the carrots?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
I suppose that's all we can do, really.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to be polyglot transcribers here.
Oh, so even if we know what the word means, we're not supposed to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If it's a foreign word and you know what it is, just enclose it in carrots.
Yeah, because I have, there's one dialogue where I think two speakers are French, like one is definitely French, and I know she's saying, and then somebody's saying something to her, and she goes, come on.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah, yeah. If you're confident, you get a fair grasp on French, for example. Why not?
Translating the process.
Yeah. Okay. There's just one other thing. She typed okay in caps.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
O capital K and a huge no. I don't know why she missed that in the in the guidelines.
Are we doing okay just as O K,
okay.
Not as O K A Y?
It is O K A Y.
A Y, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, it will be your job to catch all of these things. So no transcriber will be checking, no checker will be checking
their
own transcription, yes. Yes. So we will catch these things more efficiently, I think. And so I'll just go for the board. Do I have to keep this stuff on? Oh yeah, they've got clips.
Oh yeah, because I
think
somebody would be going to
mobile.
You can hear all the sound.
All right.
And about 5 or 6 breaks in between us, they're making their way there.
Okay, so I guess just for the sake of using the whiteboard and killing a little more time, I'll just write down the things that are most common to be checked. So, let's see. So, oh, okay. No.
The whiteboard marker and the camera as well. That's
so okay, so, all right. Rather, this is a list of things to do as the checker. So, you want to listen to the silent regions. Then check the speech regions, and as part of that, you want to check the boundaries. And oh, by the way, this should be transcribe any missed. And let's see what else. Okay. And within this, checking the speech segments, you want to listen for or look for missed. Look for missed punctuation, filled pauses. Words in stuttering, and if you have a stuttered word, you don't need to use the hyphen to mark discontinuity. It's just so if somebody says the, then it's just the. Words in and what else? False starts. Short words, make sure little words like the and little articles and that kind of thing don't get omitted. Short words and word fragments. Those are the commonly missed things. And then look for cases of mistranscription. Seems so silly to be writing this all. But anyway, mistranscription, so make sure if the speaker said will, you type will, not would, or if they say we, even though it might be more grammatically correct to type we're, that kind of thing. That cases of ellipsis where maybe the transcriber typed them, but really what was said was so we use the apostrophe. And look for capitalization. I'm not gonna do any more of this. Capitalization, spelling, use the OED to check on things you don't know about. Refer to the wiki for all regularized spellings and for things like filled pauses. Oh, what's that? And then, yeah, capitalize the K, yeah.
And it smells really bad.
I think it smells really good. I used to always love small markers. What else did I find? So make sure the dash, the hyphen, whatever you call it, is being used appropriately in cases of discontinuity. But not in stuttering, like I said. and don't use it when the utterance is clearly continued in the next segment or whatever. Don't transcribe in breaths or out breaths. And OK should never be two capital letters. It should be OKAY. And one other thing is to break up long segments, mm-hmm. if you find any. So
over a minute.
Yeah, but that's a kind of crude guideline. I'd say just anything that seems okay. unmanageable.
So if something is a minute and 3 seconds, I can still have
it. Yeah. Really, it means nothing mm-hmm. to say a minute. It's just a really crude guideline. I would just try to keep segments very manageable. But you know, use these waveforms to help you. And you can adjust the resolution so that that didn't help me too much. But you can use this little slide bar to adjust the resolution. Actually, that doesn't seem to be working.
On one of the arrows?
Which?
In the resolution thingy, it will. Yeah, in this one.
Yeah.
Not that one.
The other
one.
This one.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Oh, and you can also, if you go to signal and it's something under signal where you can adjust the amplitude as well on resolution.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right.
And then you can also, wait, nothing, that's not, if you go to control panel, signal control panel, the vertical zoom, you can adjust that as well, so if it seems too flat for you, you can.
Ah, right. That's good. Okay. That's excellent. All right.
I was hearing stuff, but there was nothing on my waveform.
Oh, that's good to know. Okay. Yeah, so to help you make cuts, just look, use this waveform and make sure you're not losing any signal information. But, cutting segments down is a low priority, but it will help ultimately, I think, post-processing wise. I don't. Yeah, don't get excessive about it, because that just ends up taking too much time. Mm-hmm. But I think from a speech recognition point of view, it shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
These segments being whatever length that they happen to be.
Yeah.
I've seen other people's transcription guidelines, like for the ICSI project at Berkeley and elsewhere, indicating that it really doesn't matter. And
mm-hmm.
it's, the point is just to get them into manageable
mm-hmm.
units.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
that's true. Actually, that's the best reason for cutting them down. But hopefully that will be done during the first pass, because
mm-hmm.
that's the whole point. making the checker's job a little easier. And then, yeah, just be sure after you've gone through the four channels to do a search on all the unknowns, all the pieces of ambiguity or whatever. And what else was I going to say? The way we'll be allocating this is the same as before. It's going to be on the same page, just further down, scroll down. You'll see all the files. And I've already allocated some things to be checked. So if you run out of work, go ahead and start checking, because this is something that's considerably bottlenecked at the moment.
So is this the priority then?
Yeah, I'd say for now, we don't even have much new stuff to be gone over for a first pass, so it's important that we do this second pass. And I've indicated in a column whether something is priority.
Mm-hmm.
I think I typed high, if it's high priority. So those would be the ones you would focus on first, obviously. And when you come, you don't want to change the file name in any way. Just keep it the same. There's going to be a checking in procedure. I don't know if anybody's mentioned this before, but you'll know about this with the CVS server.
Mm, yeah. I know about this for the summarization. I haven't done this.
Right, but it'll be similar. But they're creating a guy Jonathan is creating a web form for you to do this all very simply, like just upload everything that you've upload the file that you've transcribed, and you'll be noting whether it's the first pass or the second pass, and your name as the person who did that particular pass. And that will happen soon. I'll let you know.
So do we just open the file as we open files for the first pass?
Yeah, you'll have to, I would suggest creating a folder called files to be checked or something like that. Yeah, and then within that create subfolders for the given meeting. And you'll have to get all the sound files, unfortunately, from the MMM server on your own, because the AMI server's not very reliable for getting these sound files uncorrupted. So you'll have to get all the sound files from the MMM server, and the person's transcription file should be in that folder where you're putting yours. And then you'll just, you'll copy that over. Don't move it over, because we're going to have multiple versions of these things. But yeah, copy it into your directory and keep the same name. And then when you check it in, it will automatically be registered, even though the first pass was checked in when we're doing this checking in business. It will know which pass it is, but I think you'll also be indicating that as well.
Slightly connected question. Originally, the five say yes to the interesting deal, if it said 6 weeks,
mm-hmm.
The contracts say 8th of May, which is longer in advance than, which is a greater amount of time than 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's actually six, what is it? Is it 3 months, I think?
I've got a 3 month contract.
The 3 month contract. And now, if you can't keep that, that's fine. But it's just a logistic thing with personnel where we had, that was the minimum we were able to offer a contract for. So if you have to bow out, let us know as soon as you know when you're going to have to stop. Yeah. Obviously, those kinds of things are things we'll have to work around. But it's just one of those.
Just checking. Once we actually get into the Easter holidays, because we're having lectures at the moment, can we be more flexible with our hours?
I should think so. I mean, the whole point of keeping, as long as you're able to work out use of your computer with the other person, that's fine. Yeah. The whole point of having regular hours was to make sure that somebody was here to answer your questions.
Sure.
But you've got keys?
Yes.
So you should be able to get in during odd hours if you wanted to work.
If we could plug microphones into Apple Tower computers, I'm keeping
it. Yeah. I don't see why not. As long as you're doing your given set of hours for the week. Yeah. I think you'll all be paid. I think you'll all be paid. Well, have you not?
I'm having sorts of tax stuff out before I can send my stuff in.
Okay. Okay.
But they wanted to know what examining board I got my A levels in.
Really?
Yeah, for human resources. I thought, surely you don't need that information. It was about to take me half an hour. Well, it did when I was like just going through the forms and filling in all the details. I thought, I'm not going to spend a couple of hours getting photocopies of the police to give you for your files.
No, that's certainly not necessary.
One place it said give us copies of degrees. Oh, no, I'm getting mixed up with something else, but it wanted a
well,
A-level like examining board, which seemed a bit ridiculous.
If you have any problems like that, see Caroline Hastings. I mean, if it's
right.
For this job and,
mm-hmm.
and getting paid,
yeah.
that's not necessary. And Caroline Hastings ought to be able to help you sort that out. But also, if pay is a matter, like if it's a matter that you haven't gotten paid for some reason, I hope that's not
yeah,
the
I
case.
Haven't gotten paid for the first 2 weeks because I only have a 3 month contract starting February,
mm-hmm.
but I started mid January.
Talk to Caroline.
Yeah.
Because I really don't know why that would be. I'm here full time now, so
okay.
I'll be here Monday through Friday. And I leave at 4 now, so
mm-hmm.
you
okay.
won't find me any time after that.
But is your husband now a stay at home dad?
Yeah, my husband's a whole baby.
Oh, so
it's
your baby then.
Yeah.
I'm assumed this.
He's 4.5 months. It's very lovely. Nice, jolly little
he's
baby.
Through.
Yeah, that's the question I was just going to ask.
Yeah, well, only as of Friday, actually.
Mm.
He was. I was telling Melissa this. Do you want us to stop?
Do you think
you're
done?
Yeah, yeah.
The tapes are about to run out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good, that worked out well. I was telling Melissa that we
well,
just.
You have to
oh, oh, oh.
Just say that we've